This is a short exercise for mindful breathing with one-word labeling from Chapter 9 in the Practicing Happiness book. This exercise takes about 9 or 10 minutes. You'll find this exercise easier if you've already practiced the previous one from Chapter 8, Mindful Breathing. The Mindful Breathing recording is also available on this website. To begin, sit in a position that feels awake and alert, and also comfortable and relaxed. Sit up straight, but without straining. Allow your head to be aligned with your neck and spine. Rest your hands in your lap in a way that feels natural. Close your eyes, or gaze downward at a neutral spot where you won't be distracted. Now take a few moments to be aware of your body as you sit here. And now gently bringing your attention to focus on your breathing. Observing the sensations as your breath moves in and out of your body. Not trying to change your breathing in any way, but simply observing it. Allowing your body to start each breath whenever it's ready, and to breathe at its own pace and rhythm. Now, let's take a moment to focus on the four labels we'll use for this exercise: sensation, thought, urge, and emotion. A sensation is a feeling in the body, such as aching, tingling, itching, tension, heat, cold, or pressure. A thought is usually a string of words, such as, "This is silly," or "I love these exercises," or "What time is it?" For now, we'll also use the word thought for plans, memories, images, or daydreams that come to mind. An urge is an impulse, a temptation, or a desire to do something, such as scratch your nose, stretch a muscle, or quit this exercise and go do something else. An emotion is a complex experience, but usually it can be labeled with a single word, such as happiness, sadness, anger, frustration, fear, boredom, disappointment, contentment, or something else. For the next few minutes, as you continue to sit here, observe what passes through your mind and body. Whenever you notice something, silently say the word that seems to fit: sensation, thought, urge, or emotion. If you're not sure of the label, say, and keep observing. As best you can, use a gentle tone for your labeling, and see if you can adopt an attitude of friendly curiosity about whatever you observe. If you get lost or confused, go back to observing your breath. You can practice labeling your breath, if you like, by saying in whenever you inhale and out when you exhale. And then, when you're ready, go back to using the original four labels: sensation, thought, urge, or emotion. Now the recording will be silent for a minute while you practice labeling whatever appears in your mind and body. Okay, that was about a minute. Did your mind wander off? Mind wandering is completely normal. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to observing and labeling as best you can. Did you have an urge to quit this exercise and do something else? That's normal too. If it happens again, see if you can observe the urge and continue with the exercise. The recording will be silent again now, so that you can practice for another minute. Remember, the labels are sensation, thought, urge, and emotion. Okay, that was another minute. You may have noticed a lot of sensations, thoughts, urges, or emotions, or you may have noticed very few, or somewhere in between. Let go of judgments as best you can, and remember the attitude of friendly curiosity about whatever you noticed. And now, before the exercise comes to an end, remember that sometimes it's helpful to recognize your internal experiences for what they are, thoughts and feelings of various kinds. Knowing that a thought is a thought and a feeling is a feeling means that you don't have to be controlled by your thoughts and feelings unless you choose to be. You can notice them, allow them to come and go, and make a wise decision about what to do next, if anything. Practice with this recording as many times as you like. Then experiment with practicing on your own. Set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes so you won't be concerned about when to stop. When you practice this on your own, remember that you could choose different words for your labels if they're helpful. You might use words like memory, image, feeling, judgment, or daydream. It's up to you, but don't try to use too many labels in one sitting. That can be confusing. And now the recording will be silent for one more minute so that you can continue to practice. Then the bell will ring, and that will be the end of the exercise.